Susie Berglund-Santo, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
Now, share a little bit about yourself. I know you already have Kansas ties.
I do. I grew up in Salina, and I'm a graduate of the University of Kansas. And upon graduation, headed to California, and I've been in Los Angeles for about 23 years. And last August, moved back to Wichita.
What was so appealing about becoming the president and CEO of Go Wichita?
You know, there's a couple reasons. I think professionally, I just couldn't pass up an opportunity to come back to a community that I have a passion for and promote what I love, my passion is tourism.
You worked at Universal Studios Hollywood for many, many years. How does it help you in doing your job now?
You know, I did. I spent almost, 19 years at Universal in a wide selection of jobs. I actually started as a tour guide. And the last role that I had there was heading up the international sales efforts. And all the jobs in between, from marketing to operations to sales to product development, and really the tourism background. At the end of the day, Universal and Wichita are very similar in the sense that we're trying to attract visitors to choose our destination, to come spend their leisure dollars and have a great time.
The U.S. Bowling Congress awarded its 100th Women's Championship to the city. The event will be held in 2019. What are some of the other top-level initiatives that you're focusing on?
When I look at Go Wichita, there's really four main areas that we focus on. We market the city to both conventions and also the leisure visitor. We sell, and that's really to the convention piece of it. You know, we sell those conventions that perhaps we didn't even have Wichita on their radar, and we bring that business here. We educate on the value of tourism, and really, we also service. And whether you've got out-of-town visitors coming in for the weekend, stop by our visitor center. We'd love to tell you what's going on. Or if you're planning a family reunion, or if you're a huge convention, the service, I think, sets us apart from other cities.
Interesting that you mention that, because the National Prison Summit on Incarceration kicks off tonight in downtown Wichita at the Drury Hotel, and then they'll be at St. Mark United Methodist Church for the rest of the weekend. What specifically do you think draws national conferences to this community, and how can that be expanded?
Well, when we look at conventions and our makeup, currently right now about 60% of our conventions that come here are regional, city, regional, state. When we look at outside of that, we get about another 30-35% that are national. And nationally, you know, there's a couple of great things that we've got going for us. One's that really at the top of the list, we've got unbelievable hospitality. We've got a lot of services. We're able to pretty much fulfill their room nights and or, you know, their needs at Century 2, et cetera. So we are affordable. We've got friendly people. And we've got all the big city amenities, but really that small town feel, if you will. You know, tourism, when you think of tourism in Wichita, when you look at the four-county MSA, our most recent data, which is 2011, $712 million were spent by leisure visitors in the market. That was about $69 million in taxes. And the way we look at it is if tourism didn't exist, every household would pay another $900 to $1,000 in taxes just to support what our current visitors are paying. And so it really benefits all of us. I think sometimes if you're a business, it's hard to understand how you're benefiting because, you know, a tourist doesn't have a name tag. They walk in and they dine in your restaurant, and it's hard to see, but they are here. They're spending their hard-earned dollars in our community, and we all benefit from it.
Now, you know, with the Shockers going to the Final Four, that was huge this year. And I was curious, how did the Final Four help Go Wichita market the city?
Isn't that fantastic about the Shockers? Oh, we are so excited for them. You know what it does? It just puts Wichita on the map. People that perhaps weren't even thinking of Wichita, all of a sudden they saw the Shockers in the Final Four, and they're like, Wichita. And I'll tell you, during the period of Final Four, we had a 25% spike in our online visitors than last year Final Four. So we know people are checking us out, and we're just thrilled, and we're looking forward to next season.
What about you mentioned the website. I understand there's going to be some changes.
There are. We are in the process of a complete, really restructuring. So we hope that everyone will check in mid to late summer and they'll see a new updated site that really highlights the best that Wichita has to offer.
Now, what are some of the challenges facing destination marketing organizations, including Go Wichita?
It really is competitive when you look at your national conference and you can go to the East Coast, the West Coast, the Midwest. So it's competition and it's just some of the economics of that they've downsized. So you've really got to be what makes you different than the other cities.
You know, I think a lot of times Wichitans may not realize what a gem they have. How do you go about maybe changing some of that mindset?
You know, that's a great question. I'll tell you, it's been surprising to me, quite honestly. Coming in August, I've had several people ask me personally, like, why'd you move to Wichita? And I always wanted to say, you know, there's so much to do here. There really is. And we're still 9 months into our journey here, still exploring the city. I think we just keep letting people know that we are all ambassadors of the city. Research tells us that people don't know what to expect when they come here. So our advertising efforts are really trying to focus on the breadth. We talk about Wichita by the numbers, that there's 33 museums and 28 art galleries and 22 attractions and 22 live theaters. It's really letting all the Wichitans know what we have to offer and then encouraging them to be ambassadors and share the news.
Susie Berglund Santo is president and CEO of Go Wichita Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thank you so much for joining me during Morning Edition.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.